circumscription limits the term of the parliament to 4 years, and it limits the term of the presidency to 4 years as well. So in order to extend the term of the parliament as well as the term of the presidency, there has to be a constitutional amendment to be made on those two articles in the constitution. That has not taken place. The second illegality is that the parliament consists of two houses, the upper house and the lower house. If there is an extension that is to be discussed, both houses of the parliament has to be present and they have to vote. There is an extension that was made by the lower house of the parliament. Its legality is questionable, and I don't think it's going to hold on.
As you said, it's illegal, but why do you think the parliament voted that way, that they split? Why that?
We have been warning that the current president has autocratic tendency. He has refused to negotiate on the election procedure with the federal member states. He has always looking to extend his term, and the only way that he can do that was to use the parliament.
If I'm not mistaken, this decision in parliament contradicts what the African Union and the United Nations and even SADC. They believe that over the weekend, they issue a statement that they will not support any extension of the president's term. What does that mean now?
Yeah, well, the statement that they have issued was there shouldn't be any extension, must go on to reach a consensus on the electoral model based on the framework of September 17. That did not happen. It's very clear that the current president has ignored all those warnings. He has unilaterally decided to go ahead with the extension by using the parliament. Unfortunately, the legislature has become part of the executive branch.
Help me to understand, or our listeners to understand, where do you think all this is headed?
Well, on the one hand, there are the international community that has been saying statement after statement that there shouldn't be any extension of the parliament and there shouldn't be any extension of the term of the president. So what I think will happen is that the international community, I think they will take an extreme position at this time around because they have invested $50 billion since 2006 up to now. And they don't want to see Somalia slide back to 1991 when the civil war started in Somalia. So they will do everything at their power, everything in their position to make sure that there's a smooth transition of power, there's an election that takes place. They will not support the extension that the parliament made today.
It's always very nice to talk with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, James. Thank you.